name. Amen. Amen. Brother Danny's going to come and say something now.
Well, above all else, I want to thank the Lord I'm saved.
Amen.
There's no greater thing, Brother Dennis, ever happened to me than be born again.
Right.
What God's done for me, I've had a lot of people, let me put it like this, I've had a lot of good people of God be my friend down through the years.
Yes.
But, and I don't mean to kick that or make light of it, because I'm not. But nothing compares to what God's done for me.
Amen.
It just can't. And I'm thankful for anything, any blessing I've ever had.
Yes, sir.
But I realize that the source of all that is my Father in heaven. It's because he loves me, Brother Todd. And I have no doubt when the people of God is a blessing to me, I know that's because God, Brother Aaron, has put it in their heart to do that. And I'm thankful for that. I'm not making light of it. I'm thankful for anything anybody's ever done for me. If it's just a kind word or a handshake, just let you know they care. It's a blessing.
Right.
And I thank them for doing it, but if it wouldn't be for what God's done in our heart, we wouldn't feel that way. But I was just thinking, I've been reading through Proverbs, just thinking about a lot of things, seen a lot of things. Probably over the last week and a half, I've just been staying in Proverbs, and things get your attention. You know how it is. You'll read things you've read, seems like a million times, Brother Keith, and you just never really saw something there before quite that way. But if you look in chapter 8, we'll start verse 12. I'll just read a few verses and just say a couple things, get out of the way. But chapter 8, verse 12 of the book of Proverbs, it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions.
Yes.
Listen to this, verse 13. The fear of the Lord. Now, before I read the rest of that verse, I want to say this.
Yes.
There ain't a lot of people talks about the fear of the Lord. You sit down and you start having discussions about scripture or doctrine. Ain't a lot of people brings up fear of the Lord. And usually when they do, they'll tell you, well, that's reverence in God and things. And I think that's right. That's a good answer. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm interested in hearing what God says about the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
It said, this is what God said now.
Yes.
Says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride,
yes,
and arrogancy and every evil way and the froward mouth do a hate.
Mm-hmm.
Counsel is mine. This is what God said. And sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. It's what God said. There's a lot of things in the Bible I don't think is as much a definition of a word, Brother Donald, as what it is, we sometimes call certain passages assurance verses or descriptive verses. I believe what this is telling us, if you truly fear the Lord, you will hate evil.
Yeah.
You will. And pride and arrogancy in every evil way and a froward mouth. These things will be in you. Why? Because God's working on us to make us like himself.
Right.
Make us like Christ.
Yeah.
Well, if this was what God thinks about these things, I believe God's going to be putting that in our heart if we truly fear him and love him.
Yes.
Amen. He's trying to make us like his dear son. Amen. I mean, to hate every evil way. Now, I don't think there's no one in here tonight that condones evil. I've heard our conversations, Brother Aaron. There's a lot of wickedness, and I'm not going to get into all that going on in this world. There always has been. There always will be till the Lord comes back.
Right.
I don't think there's any one of us in here that condones that professes to be saved. We certainly don't make light of it. We don't like it. We certainly take a stand against it.
Yeah.
And I believe that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to major on it above other aspects of the Christian life. I don't think we're to spend all our time fighting political battles or trying to stop the wicked from being wicked. That's just what they are. That's what they're going to do. But we certainly shouldn't condone it. We certainly shouldn't participate in it. Amen. And I believe the greatest thing we can do, Brother Keith, in those situations is pray and ask God to deal with it. Amen. Ask God. God, no doubt, is holding back. The Spirit of God, no doubt, is holding back a lot of things, brothers, sisters. No doubt. Until we get out of here.
Yeah.
And we get out of here, I don't know what all is going to happen, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to be glad I'm not here. There won't be a lot of strain, if any. I believe God's restrained. I believe God restrains us. I believe he puts these things in our heart. It's certainly not good to have pride.
Right.
Or arrogancy.
Right.
Arrogancy. When I read that, this is what I thought about, Brother Hyatt. People that will condone these things will say, oh, that ain't all that bad. Well, God says it is. Mm-hmm. But they'll be arrogant about it. They're not teachable. You can't tell them nothing.
Right.
I mean, you even show them what the Word of God says. Don't even move them.
Right.
It's, well, I don't think. Well, it don't matter what you think. Don't matter what I think. Our opinions don't matter.
That's right.
It does not matter.
That's right.
At all.
No.
You know, the Bible tells us earlier over in Proverbs in chapter 1, it says the fear of the Lord or knowledge. 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 Wisdom. Well, what is wisdom? It's if you look in Webster's 1828, it'll tell you wisdom. This is what Webster said. Says wisdom is the right exercise or use of knowledge.
Right.
And I think that's a good definition. I'm not criticizing Mr. Webster, but I'd like to add one word to that. I think in order to say wisdom is the right exercise or use of right knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You can have some bad knowledge.
Yeah.
And exercising that's not wisdom. I believe it ought to be right knowledge, and I believe right knowledge should come from the Word of God. I think everything in life, the way we look at things, our attitudes, our behavior, everything should be shaped and formed by what the Word of God says.
Amen.
It's what God says.
Yeah.
Amen. And I believe that's the fear of the Lord. That's part of it, Brother Aaron. I want to be like him. I want to have the mind of God.
Yeah.
I want to have the heart of God. I want to want what God wants.
Yes, Lord.
That's right. I believe that is the fear of the Lord. I believe a lot of times when it's talking about the fear of the Lord in the scriptures, think about it in the natural. A child who has that fear of their father. Well, it's not a fear your father is going to hurt you or do you wrong, or abuse you, or beat you half to death if you make a mistake. But there is that fear, that reverence, that respect, that love there. You don't want to disappoint them.
Right.
Why? Because you love them.
Yeah.
I believe that's a part of the fear of God. Why do we want to obey the scriptures? Why do we want what God wants? Because we love him, and we want to please him. I certainly want to please the Lord. I fell at it. Lord, help me. Y'all pray for me. I fell at it at times. But the honest desire of my heart is I want to please him.
Yes, right.
I believe that's what it's talking about when it says fear the Lord. What God hates, I ought to hate.
Amen.
What God loves, I ought to love.
Amen.
What's important to God, it ought to be important to me. That's exactly right. I want to see sinners come to Christ and know the same blessing of salvation I've had for 27 years. I really do. Why? Because I believe that's the will of God to save sinners. That's why Christ came and died, that sinners could be saved from their sins. I ought to have a desire to see that happen.
Amen.
I believe that's the heart of God.
Yes, sir.
That was the purpose of Christ. And that ought to be in me, Brother Aaron. If it isn't,
that's right.
I'm not where I ought to be with God.
Right.
I want to see the goodness of God in the people of God and among the people of God. I want to see God's people have their prayers answered. I want to see the people of God have the grace to get victory over sin in their life and walk close to God and be used of God.
Yes.
And fruit come from their life. That's what I desire. I want to be a help personally. I want to be a help to God's people. I want to get the glorious gospel of the grace of God to sinners, but I also want to be a help, if I can, to the people of God. I want to be an encouragement to you. You're an encouragement to me. I think that's what we ought to do as a church. We ought to be there for one another.
Yes,
we ought to be encouraging one another. Encouraging one another to walk in the will of God, Brother Todd. That's where the blessing of God is.
Sure.
I love you, the brothers and sisters of Christ. You're my family.
Right.
I want to see God's very best for you in your life.
Yes.
Amen. I want it for my life.
Yes.
Why would I want it for yours? Your family. I don't think I could stand here and say I really love the people of God if I didn't want God's best for you as well as myself. Amen. I believe a lot of that is wisdom. It's taking that right knowledge, the knowledge God's given us. His word, Brother Dennis. His word is to be our guide. It's to be our instruction. It's to teach us what sin is. And it teaches us to avoid it. Is that right? We're not to walk in the ways of the world. We're not to learn the ways of the wicked.
Right.
Is that right? Is that not what the word of God says? I'm talking about what God says.
Yes.
And really, for us to know that we love Christ and we have a fear of God, I believe there'll be evidence if we're walking in that the way we should.
Yeah.
We'll love what God loves. We'll want what God wants. I believe that'll be the strongest desires of our heart.
Yeah.
Is that right? And I'm thankful for what God's done for us. I'm thankful for what he's done among us here, these little people here at Westside Baptist Church. Down through the years, I thought about this week, how down through the years, I mean, he's gave us a good man of God that's preached the word of God faithfully. There's been other men of God that's came our way that's preached the word of God faithfully to us, Brother Keith, and been an encouragement and a help to us. God has gave us a good mind and a heart for him as his children. That when we're at home, Brother Keith, to say the word of God even for ourselves, there's things me and you know that God showed us, we didn't necessarily see that through preaching or through teaching. God showed that to us through our own personal time of study and prayer and reflection. There are some things there, and it's just for you. Now, I'm not saying that the truth ain't for anybody else, but I'm just saying there'll be things you'll go through in your life at that moment, at that time, you'll have a specific need, and God will give you what you need at that moment. And he'll show you how to put it in action and make use of it, that the power of God might touch your life and he'll be glorified in it all. I believe that's wisdom. It's taking the truth of God.
Yeah.
And applying it to our life. Every aspect of our life, everything in this world, in our life, we ought to look at it through that lens of the word of God.
Yeah.
If we don't, we're just going to wind up deceiving ourselves. I'm not smart enough to know what to think about anything. I'll just admit it. I'm not a very smart fella. But I'm going to tell you what, I do have access to the knowledge of the one that knows it all. Amen. And he certainly will speak to my heart through his word and show me and teach me, Brother Aaron, if I will be teachable. And if I'll be pliable, he'll work in my life and shape me and mold me into what he'd have me to be. Amen. I can stand here tonight and testify of two different lives. One was before I was saved and one since I've been saved. And I'll promise you, life with him, I know from experience, not just, I know the word of God tells me, and that's the ultimate thing.
Yes.
But I can also speak from personal experience.
Yes.
What I've experienced, life with him, and life with his word is far better than life without it.
Amen.
Far better. Amen. I'm thankful for what God's done for me.
Amen. It's good, brother. Appreciate it.